Welcome to the Endurance Coachpreneur Podcast, hosted by me, Coach Michelle Lake. This is the show that helps endurance coaches bridge the gap from hobby to creating a dream, impact-filled, and profitable coaching business. We will discuss all things endurance business, including time management, marketing, mindset, growing your community of engaged athletes, all while increasing impact and profitability. Listen here to grow your athlete roster of ideal, perfect-for-you athletes while bringing home more income for you and your family. Endurance coaching is already your dream job. Let's make it a full-time reality. Welcome back to the Endurance Coachpreneur. Today, I'm going to start a new series, and it's a similar series that we do in the Dream to Six program, and I'm going to give you some bite-sized, actionable help in this area once a month, and we're going to call it the Monthly Mindset Podcast. And we do the same thing in Dream to Six, and it's actually, I just went back and looked at the number of views of our videos that we create for the program. We do a group call once or twice a week, typically once, but sometimes twice. And almost always the mindset calls are by far the ones that are the most viewed. People attend the most. And it's one of those things where you're like, wow, I didn't really know I needed it until you figure out how much help it is. So I wanted to pass that on to the podcast. So these are going to be a bit shorter. I'm not going to go in the same detail that I would in the Dream to Six. And obviously there will not be the same level of discussion because we do have discussion on our group calls. But I do want to talk through some of the common mindset issues that coaches tend to have. So we've been trained to help athletes with their mindset. That's part of being a coach, and some coaches do it more than others. And, you know, when there's serious problems or if you need more in-depth work, there's sports psychologists and other mindset specialists. But I do believe that all coaches, we should at least be working at some level on mindset because it's such an important part of being an athlete. And I also believe that mindset's really important as a business owner because business development is personal development. And you're only going to be able to grow your business at the size that you'll be able to grow your mindset and continue to take on bigger and bigger problems and bigger issues in your business. It's just so important. So today I'm going to start with just the most popular thing that tends to come up all the time around mindset for this first monthly installment, and that is imposter syndrome. So first off, what is imposter syndrome? I think most of us probably have some level of rough idea, but its definition is the persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or has been legitimately achieved as a result of one's own efforts or skills. I'm a firm believer that almost every single coach has some level of imposter syndrome. It's feelings of not being qualified to coach, not being good enough, not knowledgeable enough. Others are better, they can't compete. And if I put myself out there, everyone's going to see me as a fraud. And again, this is so normal. And I want to really normalize the feelings, but also work through how we can get past it because you're never really going to get past it. And I'm a firm believer that if you have zero feelings about imposter syndrome, you're probably a narcissist or you probably have some other mental issues because it's a very normal human feeling and emotion. And I've talked to coaches that have major businesses, work with Olympians, coaches that are just absolutely crushing it and have for many years, have advanced degrees or PhDs or all different kinds of things. And one thing they all share is some level of imposter syndrome. It is so normal. So first of all, let's normalize it before I even go any further. It's normal. But I do think that it can be crippling. And I've seen coaches absolutely wreck their businesses because they can't get beyond it. I've seen coaches go after every certification and get 1,000 certifications, maybe not 1,000, but get like 10 certifications before really putting themselves out there because they still don't feel worthy enough, that they don't know everything. And let's be honest, you're never going to know everything. It's impossible. There's no human knows everything. And the best way to get better as a coach is to actually do it. And if you're not doing it because you don't think you're good enough, you're never going to get better, right? So that's the first part. You've got to like kind of rip the Band-Aid off and say, look, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I'm going to always learn. I know that I have a growth mindset around this, but I need to do the thing. So it's normal. But where does imposter syndrome show up? And this is, again, to normalize it because we all have it. The first 10 years of coaching, I thought it was just me that felt this way because I didn't really ever talk to other coaches, or when I did, it was kind of on surface level things. And I never really like got deep into these areas. And I just thought that I was an anomaly. I was the weird one. I was the one that struggled, and I was scared to do things. I remember trying to answer a question that I knew the answer to on Slow Twitch. So any of the triathlon coaches, especially the ones been around, Slow Twitch has always been around. And it's one of those places where if you don't answer correctly, you can get attacked. So I remember answering something that I knew, I think it was about like the Lake Placid course, a course that I've raced 3 times. I've coached tons of people too. And I've run a bunch of training camps there. And I've been probably half the races of the last, since I think our first year was there, was 2008. So I've been there for at least half the races since then. I know that race really well. And I was still scared to answer a question because I just felt like I didn't know what I was talking about. It's just really normal. So where does it show up? It shows up at speaking in groups, answering questions in online forums, like that example, follower size, that a coach that's got, you know, thousands of followers is a better coach than me. Well, it also could be, and it probably is, one of two reasons, which you have no control over, which one of them is they started much earlier. So they've had an account since like Instagram started and you just started your business account. That could be a major reason their following size is bigger. It could also be that they bought followers. I've seen this with coaches and I'm like, what are you doing? Never buy followers. But you can tell when someone's bought followers when they have, you know, over 10,000 followers and they get no interaction. And there's like 5 likes on a post, but they have 10,000 followers. That is a hallmark of bought followers. So please don't use somebody's following size to make you feel bad about yourself. Approaching an athlete you want to work with is another place you may have imposter syndrome. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to put myself out there and I'm not sure if I'm good enough. That's, again, normal feeling. Pricing is a place that we all are concerned, you know, and we need to get better about it, but we think about lowering our price so that we, you know, because we're feeling like an imposter, like, how can I ask for this much money? You may feel really strong and full of resolve, you know, 6 days a week, but the day that you actually have the sales call or the sales meeting, you're like, I don't know if I can stick to this. That tends to be a problem. And perhaps the biggest form of where imposter syndrome shows up is stopping you from putting yourself out there. That's like big time problem. That's where I see it the most, where people are scared, or athletes or coaches or whatever, coaches are scared to start posting on social media consistently, or they're scared to talk about a topic, or they're scared to reach out to somebody, but they're just scared. Perfectionism, it's a lot of things. It's fear of failure, fear of judgment, and they use that I don't know enough yet. I'm going to go get another certification. I'm going to put off starting to really post content until I get one more certification, so I'm sure I'm ready and I know enough, right? It's pretty normal. We've all had these thoughts, unless you're a narcissist. Sorry. I don't think anyone is though. So it's normal. If you have it, it just means you're human, right? It's just your fairly stable psychology, right? Also, people search out, like I've said, certifications, reading courses to delay starting and to boost their confidence. Do you ever catch yourself doing this? Like, let's try not to do that. And fear of failure and fear of judgment. So let's go through some strategies to fight it. And these are things you can do right now to get past it. It's never going to go away, but it's something that you can definitely get better at ignoring and standing up for yourself and building your business, because the last thing I want to have happen is that you're used your imposter syndrome to hold you back from growing your business. And then you never get to go full-time coaching, for instance, or you're stuck where you're at right now in a job you hate and you have a handful of athletes, but can't grow past that because of this imposter syndrome. So first thing is, number one is, awareness is half the battle. Now we've put a title to it. We've named it. Now, whenever we're feeling this, shift your mindset, shift it and be like, nope, I'm not letting this excuse, because that's what it can come down to. It's an excuse. Let's just don't let it stop you. Move on. Number two is, practice your craft and coach. the more experience you get, the more your imposter syndrome will go away because you will have evidence that you didn't die when you did something and that your athletes do succeed and that you have so much success. Okay. And I know that's one's kind of hard because it's like, well, how do I know that I couldn't even be better? Stop overthinking it. Just remember all the athletes and their happy smiles at the finish line. Practice your craft and coach, and that will help you. So that's number two. Number three is one of my favorites. It's keep a testimonial file and review it. If you're having a bad day and you just lost a favorite athlete and you're feeling like you're a failure and you're an imposter, go look at your testimonials. Go look at your race results. It's another good reason to create a doc, a running tab of major race results of your athletes. Now you can go back and look, and that should ground you and make you feel better that actually, in fact, you are a strong and capable coach. So that's number three, keep a testimonial file. So number four is a little bit like number two. Keep putting yourself out there. So not just practice, but actually put yourself out there. Write that post. Say yes to that podcast interview. I got asked to be on a podcast a couple years ago. And I remember my first thought was, oh, I don't know if I'm good enough yet. Maybe if I ask her to interview me in 6 months, I'll be better. That's imposter syndrome. What I really should have said and what I ended up saying, because I caught it, was, okay, let's do it. Let's do it next week. Just get it done. It gets easier with practice. So it's number four. And implementation is greater than knowledge is number five. I am a firm believer that knowledge is not fully embedded in us. We can't help people with just knowledge. We need to actually practice using that knowledge. So you can take 1,000 courses, but if you're not implementing them, it's a waste. It's a mostly a waste of time. I won't go to say it's completely a waste of time, but the implementation is where the knowledge that you have gained from these certifications is honed. It is not in the actual getting of the certification. You actually have to use what you have learned to get better from it and to feel less of an imposter. I know that sounds a little counterintuitive, but believe me on this one. You can debate me on it if you want. Send me a DM on Instagram at Coach Michelle Lake. And maybe number six, find somebody that can help hold you accountable. So that could be mentorship. That could be a friend. It could be a spouse. It could be a co-coach. It could be somebody you're also coaching with. I'm a big believer in mentorship because that's what we provide in the Dream to Six, the coaching and the support and the accountability to keep going. And actually the blind spot check, because a lot of coaches on their own devices just keep living in imposter syndrome without that person that's like, stop, 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 right? You sometimes need that person that's there to hold you accountable. It's really important, okay? Imposter syndrome is not a death sentence. It just means it's something you're going to have to manage forever. It's something that you will be able to get better at. And as you get more evidence that you are good because you're actually starting, you're not putting it off by getting more certifications or knowledge or just saying, I'm not good enough to coach. Because I've heard that one too. That's another thing that coaches in the program have told me. Some extremely successful coaches started the program by telling me I am not good enough to coach more athletes. And when I said, nope, you're wrong, that's all I had to say. And they go, okay, cool. And they went and coached a ton more athletes and have created amazing businesses. It can be managed. It can get better. And I think the first thing, like I said earlier, is awareness. When you're aware of what you're doing, the excuses you are making, the blocks that you are creating, when you can break through those and just, you know, keep pushing, get some more experience, practice your craft, put yourself out there, that's the real success. So let me know what you thought of Monthly Mindset podcast number one, all about imposter syndrome. And if you're interested in learning more about the Dream to Six or our new program, Your First Five Athletes, which is going to come out probably very soon thereafter, or maybe we're a little too late, depending on when this one comes out, but It is going to be an ongoing program, so something to think about. Send me a DM at Coach Michelle Lake. I'd love to chat with you about it. And that's it for now. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode or have any feedback, DM me at Coach Michelle Lake. That's Michelle with two L's on Instagram. Also, take time to leave me a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, coaches, let's get out there, grow who you know, take action, and keep changing the lives of our athletes.